How does a young man continue learning without his wife's moral support? His kriyas itim means nothing to her. He's talking about saying young man zayi balavos. I mean, whatever he's doing, how does he continue without his wife's moral support? This is a good question. Vesmadaf visin is number one. The mechayiv that a person should learn is like the same mechayiv to put on tefillin. Much more of a mechayiv than that. So if he's not going to question and lose his drive to put on a pair of tefillin, just because his wife is not giving him moral support for that, she doesn't care if he wears tefillin or not, he's still going to put on tefillin because of his convictions. He has to feel that with his learning. Yes, certainly it's much better when a person has a wife that is. But if he doesn't, this is not a tenet. He has to understand the mechayev vasador be'etzim for his Talmud Torah, even to totally ignore, even when he's missing that support. Just like if he's missing panosaf and he's missing whatever he's missing, he has to have the gvura and the recognition right in front of him of how real it is and how true it is in b'chol life. But the way he gets his wife's support is to tell her that me and you are a zivug, and is this just for the 50 or 60 anniversaries that we're going to be zeich to have, or this is a nitzchi zdeke kesha? We are all mamitzias nitzchi, whether we're in Gan Eden or Noilem Abba, we are all, or Noilem Azeh, the kiyum of a mensch is a kiyum nitzchi. Are we connected on a nitzchi zdeke level, or we're just connected just here, now? So, if the woman likes him, is she going to say no? It's a thing. When you say, "Well, you're not going to be with me if you don't not if you're not supportive for my learning, then it's going to be a very finite relationship." Which of them? You're not supposed to say that. That's what it is. Her schiyelo is restating her supportiveness for his learning. So when she's going to chop what's at stake with it, then she might turn around. I mean, the other things you can do to help her turn around, the other ways to be much better wife and elevate her ruach nishmat level. I think we did have the opportunity to discuss that a few eitzes, v'pi chach b'Yisrael, how to do that, but this is one that's tailor-made for this. Her only ticket with him, Abba, and her only catch with him is only vifel she shtel the munt and helped him. Well, he has to do all his stuff. He runs my kailu bike and he runs kailu arab, and he's done all this without her support. And al apav al chamosa, she says do homework for the children. He says I'm sorry, I got to go to my seat. She's not being supportive, not helping him. So it's, she's basically divorcing him in the terms, in the real literalistic terms. So if she's aware of that, that might help.
What's better?
Whatever the shiurim are, what he should help and what he should learn, let's assume he's doing it right, but she's not supportive of that either. So, you know, she's not making any sacrifice to that end. So, she's not making any sacrifice, she doesn't have a chedek in his learning.